Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and here we are again. And this is our Friday night show, which is devoted to paranormal and other questions, things like that. And we have a special person on tonight, and this is the 1st of October. And we have Chris on, so he'll be sponsoring the show here and bringing forth a lot of information, and he has a lot of good things to talk about and questions. So let's just bring Chris on and see what's new in his life. So how are you doing, Chris?
Hi, I'm good. What's new in my life, indeed. A lot of things that really need to be brought up. Okay. All right, so you want to get the ball rolling, Ron? Can I start asking these questions?
Yeah, go right ahead. Yeah, it's always a pleasure to have you on because you have a different insight to the light ship. I'll start off with a phrase here. I haven't said this for quite a while. This is from if you're an old rock and roller, remember Jethro Tull. Maybe you don't remember him, but they were popular in the 70s. And he had a song on the Thick as a Brick album, and part of the words was that in the song is, "I may make you feel, but I can't make you think." And that's the way I think most people are. They just don't think, but they do feel. So we're going to see if we can energize your feelings today here and your thinking. So here we go. Chris, fire away. Or just talk away. Oh. Not fire away.
I wish I could fire away. Trust me. Okay. First thing on the agenda. I've noticed, or at least I have a question about this, more like a theory. Now, we have entities that like to body hop. So I always wondered, since all of us as people, since we're like the culmination of everyone that's in our family, like we're running everyone's lives all at the same time in addition to our own lifetime. I'm running my mom's lifetime, my dad's, grandfather, grandmother, et cetera, et cetera. That's what the seven generational clearings are. So I'm curious, can entities body hop into those lives within you? Like, could an entity see my grandfather's life within me and see the, you know, emotional trauma and thoughts that he had during his life within me and use that as a gateway to control my life?
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, that's how they come into us. They read our genetics. And that's why I sometimes mention about being an entity child. That was brought up a couple months ago by one of our listeners here, giving some insight on that. And yes, are you an entity child? Not you, Chris, but the people out there. Maybe you too, but, you know, the whole thing is, as these entities body hop from generation to generation, and we all know that's true because we have known people, and all of us out there probably have seen this, where you say, man, you know, cousin so-and-so is acting like Aunt Harriet or, you know, grandfather so-and-so, or maybe somebody who recently passed on, and that emotional body went into their body, and now they're responding and behaving like them. So the next thing is, would they wish to have a baby that they could be born into to stay in the family line, okay? And that would be an entity child. So I think you all kind of understand that, I hope. Is that clear to you, Chris, that it's possible that entities could come in? Maybe it's to say your grandfather and grandmother wanted to come in and share a body to live at this time frame. So what's the better way of doing that than to hop into two people, a male and female, and all of a sudden to create a baby, and now they have their playground all over again. And then you're an entity child created from the emotional bodies going into a physical body, connecting with them, and all of a sudden they created a life that maybe those two people really didn't want to get together that night. Maybe it's a one-night stand, but all of a sudden, they're very happy because they created a baby. And did the parents want that baby? Hard to say. You know, so I'm sure there's a lot of entity children out there. And so what's really living in you is that emotional body would now take over and possess that baby. So does that answer your question? Oh, and we have a question on the fast chat. Are entities the same as spirits? Well, yes, spirits are, let's see, the spirit that looks out of your eyes is unique to you. But ghosts and everything else that's invisible that you can maybe see out of the corner of your eye are still called spirits. And those is what I would call emotional bodies. But they are still a spirit form. So spirit is just an energy form that's invisible. But when I do use the word spirit, I'm talking about the source energy that lives inside of you, that looks out of your eyes. So the other way of looking at it is, yes, you know, people do spiritual readings. So they're reading entities also that are there inside of people. And that could be also the, you know, the entities that are running your DNA, et cetera, and naturally being an entity child, we'll say, they're in you because they want to live in this lifetime. Maybe they got tired of having a horse and buggy, and they see cars, and they want to drive around in a car now. And they know your family history, and because that family history is in you. And so by tuning into that family genetic history of those emotions, they can relive their lifetime all over again inside of you. So does that answer your question, Chris?
Yeah, it even seems like, you know, the people in your family who kind of figured this out, you know, after the first time that they died or they were just an emotional body, they kind of chose based on their family member, like who their family member saw, who would create the next person for them to relive their life in. Is that basically right? And then once the kid was born, they just kind of, you know, put the spirit to the wayside and had their fun living the same exact life. I mean, maybe some different things. Some things were different, but they basically used that time to do what they liked to do with someone else's life. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. And yeah, we can go even a step further. Maybe you have a couple of relatives similar age to you that kind of respond to the same reactions emotionally, which would mean that they could be sharing the very same spirits that are emotional bodies of those people. Ah. They body hop back and forth. And that could be kind of interesting because they can bring back that lifetime of that other person to you also, living right now. Because that emotional body is having that situation. So it could get, you know, it's very insightful to understand what this is about because it clarifies how life is here. And it takes away a lot of those question marks about why is this happening or how come or I don't understand
why don't
this.
I have control
and
stuff like that.
Or why am I so hurt in this family relationship? And maybe it's just because the entities wanted to come in to have fun and to play around. Remember, after you die, they're gone to somebody else anyway. So they don't really care about making your body healthy. All they want to do is live off their life experience that they have known about and what they want to create and do with you. So they're using your body. They're big users. And they don't care if your body gets killed because they'll go to somebody else. They'll go maybe to your children or your children's children. So let's just say that you were born in a religion and that religion had certain rules to it. And they know all about these rules because they maybe, you know, experienced that religion very strongly, let's just say 50 years ago. So now they come into you. And maybe for some reason in that religion, you were ridiculed or something, and now they come into you and they have that ridicule type of behavior, maybe sense of shame, and maybe you have a physical reaction to that, okay? Not knowing what it is, but your body is responding because these entities are bringing up the DNA activating those. Remember, this is all dark side stuff. Remember, the dark side wants the entities to be here to reenact and to energize your DNA. So let's just say that going back a little bit further, and we'll just maybe talk about slavery. We'll just kind of look at the black people here, you know, picking cotton and stuff, you know, and being sold into slavery, you know, as young children. Well, maybe those entities from those people are still around, and they come into that family line, and the particular person will just say a black lady has a child, and that child now knows all about slavery. Well, how would it know about slavery? Maybe they're fascinated by it. Well, it's because the entity that maybe body hopped in them, you know, most recently here, you know, has that, you know, program, and it wants to get out of that. And now it's really consumed with that. Or maybe it somehow brings forth in that psychic billboard that they want to be a slave, you know, because they're trying to get rid of it. So remember, what you focus on is what you bring into your life. So maybe that's being activated on your billboard. And so that's what I could kind of look at more recently here, you know, in the United States, as far as a problem, you know, with racism. And, you know, I'm sure we still have it, but supposedly, you know, it was, you know, eliminated, you know, by President Lincoln, which I doubt. But, you know, getting away from all that stuff, you know, we still had civil rights stuff, you know, in the 60s. So, you know, you can have that energy following you through the entities, body hopping, in the same generation. And that can cause you physical problems now. So that's kind of what I'm talking about. So that's could probably be understood more easily that way by looking at it.
Yeah.
So back to you, Chris.
Sure. Okay. Wow. That's I got really deep really quickly, and it explained a lot as to what we're dealing with, what we could possibly be dealing with, and if.
Are you still there, Chris? I think something happened here. I don't know if you're out there or not, but I'm not hearing any audio on my end here.
Yeah, hi, Ron. I'm not hearing any audio from Chris either, so I'm going to check out with BBS what's happening.
Okay, so we could probably talk about more energies here that we could be dealing with here. We do have shapeshifters and things that come into our bodies, too. On the website, we have different clearings to help us out with that. So we have one that I think a lot of people are using, which is the Dark Side Practitioner clearing. So that's used for people that are living right now that typically are thinking bad thoughts about you or are, you know, completely, you know, working on these energies to cause you harm. And that can happen a lot, and very unfortunate, but they can do, you know, the hexes and spells on you, and maybe you're trying to get a job and you can't get one for a long time, you don't know why, and that's what can happen there. So that clearing is for getting rid of people like that and the energies. The next thing is that we have the clearing, which is darkness to light. So that's used to get rid of the alien energies from the dark side universes out of your body. So this could be, you know, the shapeshifters. It could also be entities of aliens. Remember, as above, so below. Remember, the aliens live in duality also. So they're going to also have emotional bodies, we'll say, and also they're going to have the emotions. And the emotions are what will be causing them to come into you. Remember, I'll talk about that. In the light, there's no judgment, which you all should realize that. Now, if you've ever seen somebody doing channeling, and they say they're channeling the light, well, it's very hard because light does not have any judgment, so really it couldn't talk to you that much because most of our vocabulary has words that would have judgment in it. And they always normally say positive things or negative things about situations, which the light could no way ever do because it does not judge its creation. So this is one way to look at channeling, because the light does not channel. So that might be a way that people could look at things. And then you wonder, well, if the body was supposed to be, the Bible was supposed to be channeled, then why is there all this judgment in it? Well, it's strictly the light of the darkness bringing forth energies. And the energies are in judgment, and the light does not have judgment. So when you start to realize that, you realize that you've been kind of sold a bill of goods, and there is always truth, some type of truth, in anything. So you have to kind of look at that and understand what's happening. We'll see if Chris is back on here. Are you out there, Chris? I guess not. So maybe they don't know he's been kicked off. So I don't know. So Sylvia, and we can take up some of the fast chat questions if we have any there.
Hi. Yeah, I was just on the phone with BBS, seeing if they could get Chris back on the line.
So,
Chris.
There.
This is Chris.
What's that?
This is me.
Welcome back, Chris.
Oh, there you are. Yay.
Okay.
So, did they take you to a parallel life? A parallel phone line?
Must be them to stop time, because I have no idea what happened or where I went.
Well, just so you're here now, better pinch yourself.
Okay, I got to make sure. Okay, I'm good. I seem to all be here. No entities took my body for a joyride.
So, okay, what do you want to talk about, Chris?
What was the darkness to light clearing? What was the thing just talked about?
Yeah, talk about the darkness to light and also about duality, channeling, and about the dark side practitioner clearing a little bit. So do you have any questions about those?
Okay, let's dark side practitioner. That's like, okay, dark side practitioner is when, say I'm being attacked by something and has to do with, like, I guess, witchcraft or whatever, that darkness type energy that they use to attack people. I would use that to get that off of me, right?
Yeah, that's what that clearing is for. Yeah, that's somebody that's probably doesn't even know you. A lot of these people, you know, take money out of the country and they work with you because they get paid maybe a couple of bucks to do their stuff continuously on you for years. In fact, we'll do a clearing here for everybody. So I want everybody to think of something that maybe doesn't seem right in their life. And it might even be hard to even think about it because they could have blocked it from you. Remember, they use mind energy. So let's just take something, just take your age and divide it in half. And we'll do that that particular month. Okay, this will make it simple for everybody. So to divide your age in half. And
I'm already coughing.
Okay. Okay, and we'll take away an energy. And you want to sense your body to see how your body reacts. And we're going to take away the energy that somebody did something to you as a spell, hex, or curse or something. And just see what happens. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I don't know if you felt anything, Chris, or not, but maybe the listeners out there have. But that's what happens. People can be hexed and cursed daily by people they don't even know about in some other area. So back to you, Chris.
Wow. Yeah, I did feel something. I started feeling crazy right when you said, think about something that was blocked or something like that. And it's really interesting how that happens, where you can't even conceive what's bothering you or what's being blocked, just the fact that something's not working in your life. So I guess if that's your case, if that's your deal, then go to the Dark Side Practitioner clearing. And the other one you were talking about was the darkness to light. So my question about that is, since the darkness to light, and I'm guessing that's like anything from darkness, like say, like a jellyfish energy or an octopus energy, shapeshifter or something like that. Is an opportunity to go into the light for these types of beings, is that what the darkness to light clearing does? Or does it just, like, choose a section of your body and say, hey, you got to get out of here? Like, how exactly does it work?
Okay. When you do the darkness to light clearing, any entity, alien, critter, how do you use the word alien, critter?
Okay.
In you has no way to go to the light. So you go onto that clearing, and it's free, and it gives them the opportunity to come into the light before ascension. Remember, these energies should not be here. There should not be any alien intervention on this planet. Okay, so aliens are not supposed to be here. Just humans that live here. There should not be any dimensional energies here, because the aliens brought us dimensions. There should only be light here. And remember, there's no dimensions in the light, but there is dimensions created by the aliens that created the darkness energy and that put this planet and the consciousness of people into dimensions of darkness. This is why most people who are on the spiritual path will tell you that you have lessons to learn, spiritual lessons. Your spirit never got it last time, and now it's going to get it this time. And they go on and on and on and on, reciting this false information, which makes perfectly good sense, but it never gets you out of the situation, because you're always struggling to do better and to do better continuously, and you can't do that. All you can do is be in the moment. Then you're out of everything. So the darkness brought that energy to us. And unfortunately, they brought us duality. The light never created duality, but the spiritual teachings will tell you that the duality is here because you need to use the law of cause and effect. So what you caused in another lifetime is now affecting you in this one. And this is how it works. But all that stuff is the dark side teachings from what I call the light of the darkness. So the whole process here is to understand that you have a spirit and that your spirit is empowered. Now, the darkness energies in you will have a chance to go to the light because they shouldn't be here. And they're actually probably afraid of the light because the light will terminate them at ascension time. They may not know that, but they may have seen some of their friends or race of aliens or people be terminated because the light ship is now active doing this work. And it's getting rid of the aliens that are holding the Earth spirit captive in the process of its own ascension. So there are spiritual warfare going on. If you've ever seen clouds form in the skies, especially the black ones out of nowhere, and you see lightning go from side to side, that is spiritual warfare happening, and that's what it's about. So it gives them the opportunity to go to the light. And if they get found in you by doing this clearing, then they're terminated anyway. They have that choice because they should not be with you. So it's a good clearing to do, and it gives the aliens that could even be stuck here, ones that are unconscious, besides the life forms. It could be a physical alien that looks just like you in a sense, could have arms and legs, maybe a different body type of form, but, could be residing in you just like an entity would be, and it wants to get out of here. This is a chance for it to do that. And if it was created strictly out of darkness only, then it has the availability to have a spirit. And the difference is the darkness does not give you free choice, free will, and the light does. And that's the difference of the two different types of energies. So the light is free choice, free will, does not intervene. allows you to do what you want to do, where the darkness is strictly controlling energies, like we talk about forced reincarnations, etc. So, back to you, Chris.
I have two things. The first one is, after listening to what you were saying, have you ever noticed that anything that has to do with the dark side is usually like division or duality or like multiple, like you've got a bunch of different alien critters inside of you, shapeshifters? Like, the dark side always deals with division, and the light is always whole and complete, and you have your one spirit and your one lifetime, and there's the creation lightship, and it's free will, which is expansive. There's no control. I mean, that's just something that I noticed just now. It seems like the light is all about expansion and creativity and life, and the dark is about control and taking away and making sure that, you know, your pieces don't connect to be whole and complete so you can be taken advantage of. That's just something that I thought I'd bring up. The second thing is, I have to sing the praises of this one clearing that's on the website, very affordable, $50 for 6 months, has helped me out of a multiple number of jams, and that's the self-empowerment clearing. The self-empowerment clearing is so important. As long as you get creative and as long as you take the time to sit down and say, okay, what's affecting me? Is it this? Is it that? I mean, what do you have to say about the self-empowerment, Ron? And I can keep talking about this forever.
Well, the self-empowerment clearing helps you to get rid of energies that are holding you back from what you want to do. So I put that on the website so that people who are stuck in their lives, who don't understand why they cannot get ahead, can get like jump started, and that's what it's for. And there's about 30 issues that we have that we deal with. Everybody has them. And then, is it your mind controlling that issue, causing you not to understand something or do something wrong? Is it somebody else's brain set doing that? Is it alien interference? Is it spells, witchcraft, curses? So that clearing is designed for somebody who really needs to get on with their life, who wants to get on with their life, who has no way to understand anything, you know, about why they can't move on. So it's kind of a basic sampling of many of the clearings on the website, but it's just to get you jump started. And then you want to go deeper, you know, and do the whole lifetime clearings, because the whole lifetime clearings clear out that issue that has been recycling in your whole life, where this one just gets rid of stuff so you can, you know, at least understand where you are and move on in your life a little bit to get your jump started. So we'll see if Sylvia's on. Any questions on the fast chat, Sylvia, that we need to address?
Well, let's see. Yeah, that would be great to have everyone type in some questions, too. We do have one question, and this is about, I guess recently on the internet there was a talent show of some kind, and there was a young 10-year-old who sang opera like somebody, I guess, well above her years, you know, with more talent, I guess, or skill than you would expect for a 10-year-old. And so I guess the question is, who, you know, is that an example of someone, you know, that may be in that body?
Yes, and I did hear somewhere, and actually saw that, and it looked like it was a person that, you know, was much older, maybe 30, 40 years older, singing, and I think it was actually artificial intelligence, you know, being used with her voice, enhancements to make her voice sound like she was an older person. So if that wasn't the case, but that's what I heard that it was some type of European, maybe English program or something, I thought, is what came across the internet. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But we'll just say that that is not true. So the next thing is, what was in her body singing? Yeah, that could have been an emotional body of a singer that lived and is using that body. You know, that happens all the time. It happens to everybody listening here as something comes into you and changes you and makes your body do something differently. And so, you know, very, very possible. As far as the singing, making it sound like a person that was maybe, you know, singing for probably, you know, 30 years of their life, and it sounded wonderful. Yeah, I'm sure that they could do that easily. It could even be an underground person, you know, doing that. So, yes, that could be definitely true. So all that is true. Entities, yes. You know, artificial intelligence coming through the voice, yes. Remember, we're controlled in time, and the aliens can control that. Emotional body, yes. So all different things, you know, is what it could have been. Was it that person singing? I would say I can't judge that for myself. It's up to you to listen to that program and to see. And I would imagine it's probably on YouTube because when I watched it, like everybody's like mouth dropped down to the floor because you're looking at this young child singing and it just didn't seem to work, you know. You wouldn't think that she could sing that because it felt like it needed somebody with really, really, you know, large lungs and everything else, but the voice came out and it did work with her voice, you know, her mouth moving. So anyway, yes. But remember, we're in a time-based reality here and everything goes. So I guess back to you, Sylvia. Remember, you have to watch out for entities and shapeshifters and, you know, this is the timeline reality here, which is of darkness.
Well, we have another question on the fast chat. Let's see. This one has to do with one of the online clearings, and it's from a seeker on the fast chat, and it says, is it a good idea to clear the names like jellyfish, octopus, on the natal clearing?
Boy, that's a good question. No, I don't think that would be the place to clear it. The natal clearing is words that your body responds to, okay? You know, your body could respond to those energies, but it's mainly the connection that the dark side uses to connect to you, which is like your natal, you know, your name, dates, times, locations where you have lived, houses. So all these are like tracking devices for you. This is what's in your natal chart. Remember, the dark side tracks you. This is why you have a natal chart. They track you at birth. They give you a life path. This is your horoscope, okay? So this can help to eliminate that so you have free choice, free will. So I would say the octopus energies, et cetera, alien life forms would not be the place to enter it. Could it help you? I imagine it could a little bit, but that's not what that clearing is designed for. So I would say I would go into the alien attack page to do the other ones. And that's under, you know, alien attack removal on the website. Back to you, Sylvia. Then we'll see if Chris has anything to add. Let's see, he has some good questions here.
Oh, for me now?
Yeah, Chris, why don't you go ahead, because my fast chat just blinked out and I can't see it right now. So why don't you go ahead and then I'll pick up more questions in a few minutes.
Okay. I do have a question. When Ron, you were talking about when the girl was singing and if that was possibly an entity situation, I'm just curious, when an entity does come into someone's body, how, like, how are they affecting that body? Like, for example, you said that it sounded like someone who had very big lungs to be singing. So if that was the entity using their body, if I can even really understand that concept, how can they use their ability to come through someone that's, I guess you could say, real? How would they make that work?
Yeah, very interesting. The entities could possibly bring in enough energy to make the body respond differently. Remember, people hear doors closing and opening, windows opening and closing, you know, when they go into haunted
right.
houses. So
right.
that takes a lot of strength for the invisible, right?
A lot
of life force energy somehow to do that, okay? So they could still, you know, do that thing to somebody's lungs and bring forth that energy. But like I said, what was on the internet was that this was enhanced electronics that actually made her voice sound that way, but I can't say that for sure. You know, everybody does poo-poo things, and that's where you get the children that they call prodigy children, you know, children who, like, 3 years of age or so can play a piano. Well, that's entities coming into the body, making the body work. Singing is a little more different, but still, you need the lung capacity, you need to have the training, and the entity would have all of that built into it already from the body that it left. It knows all of that stuff. So it's just using the body. That's what I say. The entities use your body. And that's what happens. It's sort of like, in a sense, like, I'm kind of going out on a limb here, but you've probably seen people get hypnotized, and then the person has a person who's hypnotized go between maybe two tables, and people walk on them and stuff like that. Well, it's kind of similar to that in a sense. I'm not saying that's the same thing, but it's a way that the body can be used in ways that we know nothing about, okay?
Wow.
And the entities are schooled at doing that process, so I can say that for sure.
I was gonna say something similar to what you just said, but I'm just gonna leave that alone. Okay. the next thing that I wanted to talk about has been pretty recently. I'd say like the last couple of weeks. Now, I'm usually a pretty calm guy. Especially after these clearings, basically nothing bothers me. But for whatever reason, these last couple weeks, whether I'm in traffic or something that someone will say or do and I'll observe it, I'll actually have more of a reaction to it, a reaction that'll be vocal. So I'm just wondering, is there any, like, extra stress in the environment or something along those lines? Because like I said, I usually, you know, I'm usually in my mode and nothing really bothers me at all, but I've just been kind of on edge recently. So that's my question. Is there any reason why there would be extra stress going on?
Well, I know the light chip is working with the darkness still, taking away more of the darkness energies. Working with religions, they're approaching 18,000 BC, which means that people on this planet are going to be responding to the alien mind control that was brought here around 18,000 BC. And I don't know what energies are associated with that. I know we went through the orb energies. And most recently, the last couple weeks, we'll say maybe 3 weeks, we went through the crystal skull energies that was brought here. I think that was around 15,000 BC. So these are energies that the aliens bring to us. And these energies then come into us and cause us mind control. And so the skull energies is probably why people maybe have more recently started to have maybe tattoos, or if not tattoos, clothing, which you see now a lot, the last, maybe couple years, with the skull energy on it. That's because the aliens that brought that energy here and identify with that logo, okay? So when you have that logo of that energy on you or around you, you are bringing in their life force energy, their mindset energy, their mind programming energy to you just by having that in your presence. So that's what's going up with that. So right now we're at around 18,000. I know there's been a lot of energies being released from one of the heavy churches here, religions that are on this planet now. And that's probably what people could be feeling too, as they're becoming more, maybe more freed up with this. And you might have a negative situation from that also, about feeling maybe oppressed. Maybe you want to speak your truth because this energy is being released from you. So there's a lot of interesting things that happen. So we got a thing on here about the show is now looping. Very interesting. So maybe the darkness here is trying to give us problems. So we'll see what BBS can do. Maybe somebody could call BBS and tell them there's a problem that we're dealing with here. Hopefully it'll stop looping. You might go to the website, creationlightship.com, and maybe click on that on the top. Maybe it might get out of that loop. Maybe it's from the BBS website. I don't know. So back to you, Chris.
Very, very interesting is all I have to say. You start talking about what's going on for real, and all of a sudden, you know, problems arise randomly. And that's the thing. These problems, they just seem to come out of nowhere sometimes whenever you're dealing with stuff like this. Like, and it always seems to happen in a way that you can process to where you're like, oh, well, I see that as probable, so I can understand why there would be a problem, so, you know, it's no big deal. It's a regular occurrence. Like, you immediately dismiss it, even though it probably, you know, was something that decided to take place at that exact moment for a very exact reason. You know what I mean?
Yep, I do understand that, yeah.
So
I guess I'll just say we'll be having our question and answer call at a little bit over 15 minutes from now. And I'll give the phone number to people if you wish to come in and talk, ask questions. It'll be on a conference line. So the phone number is 646-519-5800. 646-519-5800. And the PIN number is 9009. Then you hit the pound sign. 9009. That'll be after the BBS program here. So 646-519-5800, PIN 9009. And back to you, Chris.
Okay, we still have time for some questions, right?
Yes,
Okay. I remember that you were mentioning about how you see a lot of skulls in clothes and stickers and all kinds of things today, and it brings up the mindset and the mind controlling aspects, and basically everything associated with a logo makes it so whoever that logo belongs to is able to control you and control the things around you. Is that correct?
Well, that's a good one. So let's say that you have a product, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the product has a logo on it, and that logo can connect you to that consciousness of that organization that produced that product. So, yes, that is true.
Boy,
is it going to be adversely affecting you? It depends how much you tune into it. Can it give you a mind-controlling energy? Yes. Remember, that's like spells and witchcraft. You know, you get a hold of something and, you know, you might think you got rid of it, but it may put hooks into you. So
and then it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, that's another whole show probably. Oh, this is paranormal. I will say I'll be back in New York a couple of weeks here at New Life Expo, and just a block from Penn Station, which is also Madison Square Garden, and it'll be the 15th, 16th, and 17th, and I have a workshop following that on the following Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at the TRS Center. So just throwing that out there. Be nice to see the people on the East Coast again, and we'll have a light infusion chamber there. So back to you, Chris, or maybe Sylvia. You may want to come on if we have any questions there.
Okay, let's see. Well, I guess the sound is fine now again, so that's good. And I'm not seeing any questions. Well, actually, I do see one. I don't know if you've really fully answered this or not, but what do you say about indigo and crystal children?
I don't necessarily get into those energies, okay? They're just people. They're just spirits that are here. They could be brought forth more into this current timeline. Remember, we're controlled by a timeline. And so, you know, all of a sudden, we hear about these, quote-unquote, gifted children. The children that I'm used to seeing do seem more gifted, you know, these particular beings, these people. But are they just being more mind-controlled, number one? Or are they being released from some of the mind control? But they're still here in duality. A lot of people think that they came from outer space, we'll say, from someplace, instantly, with no, you know, forced reincarnation, and they're here to maybe help the planet out. And that would be typically like the indigo children. The ones that I have seen and worked with at times, and a lot of these indigo children are pretty old now. You know, they're probably maybe in their 20s, I'm guessing here, maybe 30s even. Some of these children are just very unruly. They don't want to, relate to life here, typically. But are they, you know, from somewhere else coming here? That's what people like to think, that all of a sudden they got beamed here from somewhere to help out the planet. And no, they're still in their forced reincarnation process. And unfortunately, that's, you know, where they are. They might be on a different timeline, bringing in new timeline information here, or another timeline's information. Remember, you're running different timelines. So what timelines are you running? Okay? And this is why we are where we are right now, because the aliens gave us a particular timeline, and they probably fight over the timelines, but the strongest aliens are the ones that were living under on their timeline. So this is what's happening. So I don't see that much of a difference. You know, there's still spirits that are here running a different timeline energy. And are they special? Well, you know, to the way we perceive them, they might be, because the timeline is different. But are they here to save the planet or to awaken people? I don't perceive that. You know, they're still under the forced reincarnation system, and they're doing what they are told to do. They are still mind controlled. So, because they live in time. So back to you, I guess, Sylvia, then maybe we can see if Chris has anything to add on that too.
So do you think that it's possible that that some of those advanced children are sometimes, maybe because they're more open, maybe like you said earlier, maybe they're more tampered with as far as entities go, you know, if their crown chakras are more connected to the aliens or something like that, because you see so many of them getting into so much trouble or having, you know, so much trauma.
Yeah, I would say that would be the case, yeah. You know, I saw one lady, a young girl, I think she was probably, I'll just say age of 12, just to pick a number. And she was able to see in front of her, psychically, a computer keyboard. And she could type on it, communicating with something somewhere. And then she would actually see a monitor screen. After she typed on it, she would get her answers to the monitor screen. And so where was that connected to? Was it basement people talking with her, aliens in the basement? Was it some other dimension communicating with her? Remember, it's all under alien control. So were they good aliens? Well, she's still here, so they didn't take her away from here. Remember, as above, so below. What we're dealing with here, so are the aliens. This is why you want to do the darkness to light clearing to help them out. Let them go to the light. Unfortunately, we're all in a body. We haven't left the body yet, so we're stuck here. So the darkness to light will work getting things out of you, but it won't take you out of here. So you're in a body to experience this body, to enjoy what the spirit would like to do here, although we may have the intervention here from aliens, which we do, unfortunately. Like I said, in the light universes, there's no such thing as darkness, and there's no such thing as time. And here we're in time, and we're controlled by darkness through the time-based reality. So these children, yeah, probably do have their crown chakras opened up more. The alien race that wanted to bring him here to experiment with them are probably doing that, giving them more maybe psychic abilities possibly. Remember, it's just another experiment here for them. So that's the way I would perceive that. And are they better than you? Probably not. They're still stuck here like you are. So, and it could be even harsher for them because they may be able to see more of what's wrong here because they're viewing it in a different timeline. Even though they look physical to you, they're getting downloaded in a different timeline energy. So that's kind of the way I would kind of perceive that. So I guess back to Sylvia, and then you can see maybe if Chris has anything possibly.
Well, Annika's on the fast chat, and she says the dark side might not want Ron to tell us all of the truth, and I guess that would probably be a kind of a no-brainer for sure. They don't want all this coming to light, that's for sure. So, yeah, thank you for that, Annika. And let's see. I guess that's it on the questions right now. So over to you, Chris, for another question.
Okay. I guess my last question, and I hope we have time for it. It's based on something that I heard, and I read really quickly. So I'll just go ahead and ask it. I wrote it down. Hold on just one second. It has to do with the GF. Now, my question is, how do GF members get here if they're not allowed to make spaceships?
Okay, good question. For what I was told by L. Bielek, this is physical spaceships, that somehow the Earth was chosen by the aliens to be the manufacturing plant for a lot of the UFOs that people have sightings on. And I think they have a lot of these manufacturing plants maybe in the ocean. And I think it's around maybe Argentina, I think, or Brazil. Something like that, okay? And so, you know, I would imagine that the elements that we have here are also used by the aliens elsewhere, and they bring their elements here to trade with us. So it's kind of like, you know, looking at the Star Wars movies and stuff. You know, there's always something that's out there. So how did the Galactic Federation come here? Good question. I don't know how long this planet has been in darkness. I just don't understand that too much, although I know that we are. Typically, the Galactic Federation, as it's supposed to be set up, is to keep away the frequencies of aliens to this planet, and they're not doing that. So we're kind of stuck here with these dimensional frequencies, and they should not be here to begin with. So somehow the Earth was taken over, and they came in, and maybe they're supposed to be the good guys, but somehow they're not, and they're allowing this to happen. Remember, like I said, as above, so below. So if we're having mind control put on us by the aliens, so are they. And, you know, what alien group is the strongest out there doing it to everybody, and everybody's suffering. Even the aliens are suffering because they're still having warfare. You know, you can see that on the different movies, you know, that we see on TV. Whenever they show aliens, do they ever show good aliens where they're smiling and they mix with us? No, most of the alien movies are when they have the laser beams, et cetera, and they scare people to death, eat them, whatever, kill them. And that's what they're doing to us here. So, you know, that's all I can say on that. I probably didn't answer the question all the way, but our time's kind of running out here.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still on a prison planet here. You want to get out of time to be with your heart, to connect to divinity inside of yourself. And that's basically it. So if you want to come on the call, I'll be on the call in about 5 minutes or so. I need to decompress a little bit. It's a question and answer time for the newbies, newcomers, and also the other people that know a little bit about the light ship. They can help out too and ask questions. The phone number is 646-519-5800. Maybe it can be put on the fast chat. PIN number 9009, 646-519-5800. So I'll say blessings to all of you. Tomorrow night is a special night, Saturday, and it's Saturday Night Live on the light ship. 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight Eastern, we go to the light ship, and we have healings for about 15 minutes. So, everybody, we shall see you later, and if you're in New York, I'll see you there in a couple of weeks. Bye, everybody.
Good night. Thank you again, Chris, and thanks,
Chris,
everyone, for being with us.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for having me. Bye, everyone.
Okay. Good night.